Has reality become a kind of escapism for some? The dictionary tells us that reality shows are, quote, television programs that do not use professional actors, but show real events and situations involving ordinary people, end of quote. Encyclopedia Britannica commented that at the end of the 20th century, the reality genre was tending more towards voyeurism and less toward reality. Television programs and news portray both fantasy and reality. But we must face reality in major dimensions of life, business, science, industry, education, and religion. In the realm of mental health, awareness of reality often becomes a major element. For example, the legal definition for insanity is, quote, mental illness of such a severe nature that a person cannot distinguish fantasy from reality, cannot conduct her, his affairs due to psychosis, or is subject to uncontrollable, impulsive behavior, end of quote. How many millions of people all over the world have difficulty distinguishing fantasy from reality? In our world today, we have many upsetting and disastrous events and trends. We face COVID-19 pandemic, raging fires destroying cities and vast areas, killing 1 billion animals in Australia, as well as buildings and humans. We face dramatic crises in the Middle East and Afghanistan, floods, droughts, typhoons, hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, wars and conflicts also affect millions of people around the world. These are realities we all face. Scientific American magazine devoted one issue to searching for reality in unreal times. But what is the greatest reality? My friends, there is a new world coming, a new world government called the Kingdom of God. We refer to it as tomorrow's world. You can find courage, comfort, and assurance in the promises of your Bible. You need to know what is the greatest reality. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. We are living in a world experiencing chaos, confusion, disaster, and decay. Is there any hope for the future? We've documented that hope on tomorrow's world, but we have challenges in preparing for this new world to come. One of the best ways to prepare for that wonderful future is to face the realities of our day. We must cope with our personal realities concerning finances, schooling, family relations, employment, and health. We know the pain of bodily injury, migraine headaches, and deadly diseases. And sometimes those trials encourage us to seek God and His help. Knowing the greatest reality can help all of us through the challenging times ahead. On today's program, we'll be offering a free study guide that will answer the major questions of life. It's titled, The Real God Proofs and Promises. Once you prove the reality of God's love for you, you can experience great peace of mind and the joy of the greatest reality. Be sure to note the contact information to request your free copy. We've described the times in which we live as chaotic and dangerous and divided. Scientific American magazine stated it as unreal times. In its special issue, the cover featured this title, Truth, Lies, and Uncertainty, Searching for Reality in Unreal Times. The editors stated, quote, in the special issue of Scientific American, we set out to explore how it is that we can all live in the same universe, yet see reality so differently. There are different views of reality or various elements of reality. The Scientific American magazine explores the subject of truth through three topics, physics, mathematics, and neuroscience. Physics, virtually reality. How close can physics, the most fundamental of the sciences, bring us to an understanding of the foundations of reality? By George Musser. Mathematics, is math real? By Kelsey Houston Edwards. Neuroscience. In a sense, we really are all living in different worlds. Reality is constructed by the brain, and no two brains are exactly alike. By Anil K. Seth. We witness the reality of physics and mathematics in our technologically advanced age, in instant communication around the world, in transportation, in space travel. The calculations, planning, and design are based on predictable laws of cause and effect. That's why 12 men were able to walk on the moon, and space vehicles have landed on Mars for exploration. The laws of physics are a reality. Did they exist at the beginning of the universe? And how can we survive in this vast universe only as far as we know on this little planet called Earth? Carl Sagan called planet Earth a lonely speck in the cosmic dark. Must we then conclude that we are so insignificant as to be meaningless? Should we conclude that the universe is meaningless? Consider the precision required for the existence of the universe and the existence of intelligent human life. Astrophysicists Stephen Hawking and Roger Penrose commented on the precision required at the origin of the universe. Quote, "If the rate of expansion 1 second after the Big Bang had been less by 1 part in 10 to the 10th power, the universe would have collapsed after a few million years. If it had been greater by 1 part in 10 to the 10th power, the universe would have been essentially empty after a few million years. In neither case would it have lasted long enough for life to develop. Thus, one either has to appeal to the anthropic principle or find some physical explanation of why the universe is the way it is. Where did the laws of the universe come from? Your Bible states in James 4, verse 12, "There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy." Our inspiring study guide discusses in depth the reality of these laws and the lawgiver. It's titled, "The Real God, Proofs and Promises." This study guide will help you in your search for the greatest reality. Evangelist Dr. Douglas Winnale discusses 7 proofs of the real God. Proof number 3 is laws demand a lawgiver. He writes, "This fundamental question is, how did these laws originate? Where did they come from? Who set them in motion? How are they sustained? Evolutionists do not know. Natural scientists do not have a clue." Physicist Stephen Hawking, a scientist attempting to answer questions about the universe without the aid of Scripture, has acknowledged the laws of physics may have originally been decreed by God. That's Ross, page 91. There are many more proofs revealing the reality of the Creator God of your Bible. Be sure to request your free study guide, "The Real God, Proofs and Promises." It contains much more information than we have time for on this program. This is one of the most important questions of life we all need to answer. The answers in this study guide will help you find real truth in this troubled world and to face reality with truth. Just call the number on your screen or request your free copy on twtv.org/real. Order now.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/real. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/real.
In the first part of our program, we discussed one of the hard realities we can all agree upon, the existence of predictable absolute laws of nature, such as the laws of physics. If we're to face the reality of their existence, we also need to answer the question of their real origin. The free study guide we're offering today answers that question. We also need to answer the question of life. Your existence is a reality. But where did life come from? Evolutionists speculate with unproven theories and simply cannot answer the question, what is the origin of life? Have human beings been able to prove that life has come from non-life? Gerald Weston, fellow presenter and editor-in-chief of Tomorrow's World magazine, challenged our readers to consider the scientific evidence in his article, Three Pillars of Stability in Difficult Times. Here's a brief excerpt. Bill Bryson is a prolific and captivating writer. He writes time and again about the miracle of life and the impossibility of it just happening by chance. Go figure. In The Body, A Guide for Occupants, he states the following, quote, "You could call together all the brainiest people who are alive now or have ever lived and endow them with the complete sum of human knowledge, and they could not between them make a single living cell." That's right. Human beings have demonstrated that it is impossible for life to evolve from non-life. The amazing complexity of human life processes should help us understand that life demands a life giver. And if evolutionists believe in such an impossibility, are they really facing reality? Dr. Winnale discusses the origin of life in this vital study guide we're offering today, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. He states, "Human beings can speculate that life could be generated spontaneously from non-living matter, but the facts do not agree with these speculations. Man has not been able to produce life, in spite of considerable effort on the part of highly intelligent individuals. Scripture portrays God as creating life. In Genesis 2:7 we read, "The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being, something all the sophisticated laboratories in the world have been unable to duplicate. Life demands a life giver. There appears to be no other way." Yes, the Creator God is the life giver. We'll describe more of God's revealed power later in the program. When we consider just the intricate design and complexity in the human body, let alone a discussion of the vast universe, which we commented on earlier, we see intelligence and mind power far beyond that of humans. Stephen C. Meyer of the Discovery Institute has studied extensively the evidence of intelligent design in the creation. So everything we know in our experience suggests that information-rich systems arise from intelligent design. But what do we make of the fact that there is information in life, in every living cell, of every living organism? That's the fundamental mystery. Where does that information come from? Our human DNA is one of those information-rich systems. But just how information-rich is DNA? Writing for Science Magazine, Robert F. Service reports that DNA could store all the world's data in one room. He explains this amazing phenomenon. Humanity has a data storage problem. More data were created in this past 2 years than in all of preceding history. And that torrent of information may soon outstrip the ability of hard drives to capture it. Now, researchers report that they've come up with a new way to encode digital data in DNA to create the highest density large-scale data storage scheme ever invented, capable of storing 215 petabytes, 215 million gigabytes, in a single gram of DNA. The system could, in principle, store every bit of datum ever recorded by humans in a container about the size and weight of a couple of pickup trucks. Scientists find intelligent design in the complexity of life, in the remarkable instruction manual of DNA, and in the glorious universe. That design also reveals the reality of a purpose. What is the purpose of the universe? My friends, we live in an awesome universe. Some of you have may seen the movie A Theory of Everything. It's a fascinating story of the astrophysicist Stephen Hawking and his challenge in fighting a devastating disease that left him virtually completely paralyzed. In spite of his physical limitations, he was able to prove that the universe did not always exist, that the universe had a beginning, and that time itself had a beginning. One of his life goals was to propose a fundamental theory to explain the universe, and he wrote the following. "If we do discover a complete theory, it should in time be understandable in broad principle by everyone, not just a few scientists. Then we shall all be able to take part in the discussion of why the universe exists. If we find the answer to that, it would be the ultimate triumph of human reason, for then we would know the mind of God. My friends, can you know the mind of God? We'll answer that question in the next part of the program. But first, I'd like to give you another opportunity to order this vital free study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. While Scientific American magazine discussed searching for reality in unreal times, you can know the greatest reality. Today's informative study guide reveals from the Bible and science the way to truth and reality that promises a glorious future for all mankind. Have you proven that God exists? That He's a loving creator? This is one of the most important questions you will ever need to answer. And you can answer it. Be sure to request The Real God, Proofs and Promises. The author, Dr. Douglas Winnale, writes, "Why is the God of the universe not real to most people today? Why is there so much skepticism and doubt about God? If you have ever pondered these questions, the answers could change your life." Listen to these chapter headings. Proof 5, Fulfilled Prophetic Promises. Proof 6, Answered Prayer. Proof 7, A Way of Life That Works. You need this information. Just call the number on the screen or request this amazing free study guide at our website, twtv.org/real. Call now.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/real.
Today, my friends, we've discussed various views of reality and the clear evidence that should resonate with reasonable human beings. But what is the source of truth? Our world is saturated with fraud, deceptions, counterfeits, and misinformation. When you find truth, you will find the reality that produces wisdom, true knowledge, and understanding, and abundant living. Where can you find truth and reality? Tomorrow's World Magazine featured the challenging article, What is Truth? March-April 2014. You can access it on the tomorrowsworld.org website. Can truth be found through science, speculation, or materialism? Does absolute truth even exist? You need to know. Fellow presenter and executive editor, Pastor Wallace Smith writes, "Science has given us an amazing understanding of how many aspects of our world work. But when we begin to look at it as the only real source of truth, we find it to be a poor source indeed. Mathematical truths, aesthetic truths, truths about our purpose and the meaning of our lives, even the most fundamental moral truths and the most basic concepts of right and wrong, none of these is accessible through the microscope of the biologist or the telescope of the astronomer. An answer to the question, what is truth, will need to be found elsewhere. We've seen the evidence of true science and the hard laws of physics. But the truth of life opens our mind to far greater depth and knowledge and understanding. Longtime viewers of Tomorrow's World are familiar with the solid truth revealed in your Bible. There is scientific truth and there is spiritual truth. Which is more important? If you have your Bible, turn to John the 8th chapter. The Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, told those who would be his disciples in John 8, verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Where can we find spiritual truth? Here in this mysterious book, the Holy Bible. The Apostle Paul wrote to the young evangelist Timothy, emphasizing that the Scriptures reveal the way to salvation. "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." That's 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 through 17. My friends, I challenge you to prove the truth of Scripture. Our tomorrowsworld.org website offers many free resources you can access. And remember, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. When Jesus Christ was facing crucifixion the night before, he prayed a fervent prayer. He gave us this assurance in his prayer. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. That's John 17:17. Yes, you can seek God by reading his revealed truth, the Holy Bible. You can seek God by praying to him and confessing your sins. It tells us in 1 John 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. In this informative study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises, Dr. Winnale comments on Proof 6, Answered Prayer. It is from the Bible, not naturalistic science, that we learn about prayer. Scripture abounds with examples of answered prayers. Your Bible contains many encouraging promises concerning prayer. Jesus gave this promise in Matthew 7 and verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Yes, God tells us to call upon him while he is near. There is a time coming when Bible prophecy reveals that the way of escape will be closed. The prophet Amos tells of a future time when divine truth will not be available. Amos 8 and verse 11. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. Now is the time, my friends, to seek the true God of the Bible. We are now in the biblical end times. Time is getting short. You need to take action. The information study guide we're giving today will help you to do just that. Be sure to request this inspiring booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. This book will give you the evidence you need to prove the reality of God's existence. Dr. Douglas Winnale writes, why is the God of the universe not real to most people today? Why is there so much skepticism and doubt about God? If you've ever pondered these questions, the answers could change your life. Listen to these chapter headings. Proof 5, Fulfilled Prophetic Promises. Proof 6, Answered Prayer. Proof 7, A Way of Life That Works. You need this inspiring free booklet. Be sure to request The Real God, Proofs and Promises. Just call the number on the screen or order this amazing free study guide at twtv.org/real. Call now.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/real. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/real.
My friends, we discuss physical realities and spiritual realities. So in conclusion, what is the greatest reality? Turn to Revelation 19 and verse 6. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Yes, God is omnipotent, all powerful. and he rules the universe and all creation. In just three words, the greatest reality is God reigns supreme. He tells us in Isaiah 40, for example, that behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket, and they are counted as a small dust on the scales. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. He tells us in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and all the fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded upon the seas and established it upon the waters. And Psalm 103, verse 19, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. Evolutionists and atheists deny the reality of the spirit world. God condemns them for their rejection of truth. Romans 1 and verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God also states in Psalm 14:1 and Psalm 53:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. My friends, consider the awesome evidence God has given us in the creation and in its fulfilled biblical prophecies. Consider his loving plan to forgive you your sins through the blood of Jesus Christ, as it tells us in 1 John 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The Bible reveals the great reality that God rules and reigns supreme over all the creation. But it also reveals the great reality of his love for human beings. We could also state that the greatest reality is God is love, stated twice in 1 John 4 and verse 8 and verse 16. May God bless you as you seek the real God of creation and love. Prove to yourself what is the greatest reality. And be sure to request your free copy of our inspiring study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to unravel and decline, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the revelation of Jesus Christ, the gospel, or the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/real. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.